Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Laura Dreyfus, and I play Zoe in Dear Evan Hansen.
And also I'm here with...
With Ariana Krzyzewski in the leadership offices at Arena Stage.
All right. Thank you both for joining us. Now, tell us, if our listeners haven't heard of the play at all, give them a little breakdown on what it's about.
Well, basically, in short, it's about this high school boy who kind of befriends a dead kid. He uses this letter that he has to write for a therapist assignment, and he ends up writing this letter. It sort of gets into the wrong hands, and he gets metaphorically adopted by a grieving family. And it's also, in a way, a love story. And I play Evan's love interest. And
now, can you see the dead person as well? Or?
You'll have to come and find out.
All right. A secret success. We don't know if she
secrets.
Has it or not. First of all, is this comedy, drama? It sounds very heavy.
Both.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of comedy elements. It can be very funny.
A few months back, Angela Lansbury came to National Theater and did Blythe Spirit.
Yeah.
And it was kind of very similar. I mean, I'm sure that the play is very
totally,
different, but
yeah.
Idea in terms of, the ghost, and they mined some comedy out of that. So now I'm intrigued if you guys can pull some similar stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a fascinating balance between musical comedy and then, you know, also like a very heart-wrenching, heartwarming right. drama at the same time.
Tell me more about the character you play.
Well, I play Zoe. I am Evan's love interest. I am also in high school with him, and he, I think, always felt very shy and unable to talk to me. I think he has been harboring a crush on my character for a long time, and I've, you know, grown up with a brother who's just very difficult to get along with, always kind of gave me and my family a hard time, and so I always felt like I had to make up for it in ways by being nicer to other people, and I kind of at one point go out of my way to be nice to Evan, and you know, we have a very sweet high school awkward cute relationship.
So anyone that's come of age can relate to this thing.
Absolutely.
So that's basically everybody.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And she's, it's like a very complex time in her life, and Evan yeah. sort of comes into it and, you know, changes her forever.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned there's a musical comedy element. Do you have a favorite musical number? When our listeners show up and sit down in Arena Stage, what number should they look in their playbills and say,
my
this
favorite
is gonna be
number low? Is called Sincerely Me.
Okay.
And it's a what is it? Triptet?
Oh, okay.
It's a trio with the three guys, the young guys in the show. And it's very funny and, yeah.
Nice. Just last night I went and saw Once at the Kennedy Center,
yeah.
which was great. And I know that you, you played the lead role of Girl. It's just guy and girl are the
yeah,
name of the
yeah.
character. But you played Girl, the lead, on Broadway, right?
She
and it
did.
Was... It wasn't OBC technically, but it was right after they won the Tonys, right?
Yeah, yeah. I joined after the Tonys. I was actually Kristen Milioti's standby for 6 months and then eventually played it. But yeah, that show is so wonderful. That was such a great show to do.
Did that change your life at all? I mean,
for sure.
Probably the biggest role you've ever had at that
yeah,
point, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what a learning experience. And it was easy in the way that it was so well written and well directed, and yeah. you know, everyone on that team was just a genius. So that made it really easy, but it was also the most difficult, challenging thing to do 8 times a week. And you know,
how I mean, because it's very. I assume the Broadway version was the same. It's very minimal, right?
Yeah.
There's no orchestra. They're up on stage with you.
Totally.
You know, the bar is a functional bar that
mm-hmm.
they're serving.
Chairs, service beds, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and there's like an impromptu jam session before the show and
totally.
Intermission and stuff, so it's, there's this, and your character, even, mm-hmm. did they have it where you walk down the aisle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, spoiler alert.
it happens
I
in
came
the first
to listen
five
about
seconds.
Evan Hansen and you ruined Once for me. but yeah, no, I mean, that must have been a really, like, how do you prepare for that role? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely, that was the biggest challenge, just figuring out how to, you know, be able to do that and be emotionally available to do a role like that.
Yeah. What was your favorite song in that one?
Oh, geez. Probably, When Your Mind's Made Up.
That's great.
The one with the band. It's in, you know.
At the recording
studio. It's the first time they all sounded really great together.
Yeah. They blow the studio recorder guy away.
Totally, yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah, you get chills at several points in that show. Awesome. Well, tell me a little more about your background before Once. Where'd you grow up? How'd you get into acting?
I grew up in New Jersey, so I kind of grew up going to see a lot of theater and on Broadway. My mom is a, you know, big Broadway fan. And then my older sister, actually, she was on Broadway when I was like 12. She's 10 years older.
In what? What show?
She was in Mamma Mia.
Oh, really? What role?
Yeah, she was in the ensemble and she understudied the lead girl. And
cool.
So I grew up, you know, kind of always seeing that and thinking, oh, that seems like something I could do. And then I went to college for it. And I think I was a little naive about it, but I got really lucky right out of school. And I did the National Tour of Hair,
mm-hmm.
Which actually went to the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
Which role were you in that?
I was in The Tribe.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was just running around being crazy.
Right.
But
And some people will remember you from a little TV show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Something
some,
a
like,
little small. What was it?
I can't remember. It's
called, I remember it was about singing, you know, teenagers in high school. It didn't really do that well.
No.
It was only like one season. Oh, wait, it was Glee. it did massively well. You were in season 6, right?
Yeah, the final season.
Madison
McCarthy.
Yeah. What was it like? Working on that show towards the end of its run, right?
Yeah.
Are you sad to see that it's gone?
Yeah, I mean, it was bittersweet because we all knew that this was the last season. And, you know, being a musical theater actor, that's sort of the dream come true, is to do that kind of show, because you get to do everything that you love doing, singing, acting. And, yeah, I mean, that was such a whirlwind. I remember I was actually doing the workshop of Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
While I was screen testing for it, and so I had to fly on a red eye back to do the presentation for Dear Evan Hansen, do the screen test in LA, and
what's the main difference between preparing for a TV role and stage role?
Well, TV, it's so much. It's you don't do everything in order. It's like you do
hurry up and wait.
Yeah, that's really what it is. I mean, you get there and you have your script usually, hopefully a few days before, and then. You know, you sometimes the day of. And then you kind of do a scene and then you have to do it over and over again and do different angles. And so you're really only working on one or two things a day in terms of the storyline.
Yeah.
And obviously with theater, you're doing it all in one go. So it's like a sprint versus a marathon.
It's a good analogy. I always thought of it sort of as, you know, American football is TV or film, you know, because it's like, all right, we're going to sprint and hit real hard and then we're going to huddle up and wait and then we're going to sprint. Whereas, you know, theater maybe is like soccer or something where it's just an endurance. You're constantly never stopping. There's your little weird sports analogy for you.
Yeah, there
but,
you go.
But, you know, we'll bring in the jocks and the theater heads, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's talk about the Yankees, man.
Yeah, man. But speaking of, you know, working in front of the camera too, your lead in the Arena stage play also has done some film work, right? Pitch Perfect.
Ben Platt.
Did you see him in Pitch Perfect before that you worked with him here?
I did, actually. I saw Pitch Perfect on an airplane, and I remember thinking, like, because I had heard about it, and then I was watching it, and I just thought it was something similar to Glee, but I didn't really know.
Right.
And I remember just laughing so hard because such a funny show. It's a movie. Funny movie.
So every time you talk, the subject comes up, he's like, yeah, you saw me on the big screen. You're like, no, it's kind of a small screen. It was in the airplane.
Yeah.
But tell me about his character in Evan Hansen.
Well, he plays a senior in high school, and he's, you know, always kind of struggled his whole life with talking to people. He's got a little bit of social anxiety, and it's great. You know, he kind of represents everyone's desire to connect and how difficult it is, especially as an adolescent, to find a way to connect. And, you know, how in this day and age, we're constantly on our phones. We're constantly, like, being bombarded with, like, you know, everything on the internet. It's, like, really hard to have those human connections and figure out how to build those social skills in this time. So, I think he struggles with that. And he really searches for this family that he's always dreamed of having, that he sees us as this perfect family, and he wants to be a part of our family, and ends up becoming a part of our family, but then goes on this journey. And I think the message is pretty beautiful. It kind of teaches everyone that the more true you are to yourself, the better, and how everyone is worthy of love in a way, and it's a pretty universal theme.
Speaking of the high school thing, is that Topanga on your shirt?
It is Topanga. Oh yeah.
I couldn't tell at first.
Oh yeah.
All right, so our lead actress here is wearing Topanga on her shirt, so she's not just talking the talk about high school, she's walking it.
It's in the men's section at Urban Outfitters, if you want it.
Is Corey's shirt in the women's section? Is that, or the Mr. Feeney?
I don't know, I didn't see that there.
Yeah,
well, pretty lame.
That's all right. Hey, rock. You can always rock Topanga, I think.
Always.
Right? That's good. So what's it like working with him as an actor? I mean, you talked about his character,
Ben,
but...
He's incredible. Yeah, we clicked right away, and he's just such a kind person that he makes it so easy.
What else do you have on the horizon? Any other gigs coming up that you're allowed
now,
to talk about?
No, not yet. We'll see. Hopefully soon.
And I guess this is more of an arena stage question.
Sure.
When did the show open, and how long does it run?
Well, previews started on July 10th, and it opens, I believe, July 30th.
Okay.
And it'll run for about a month. So everyone go get their tickets.
So it hasn't even officially opened yet. We're still in the preview rehearsal stage.
Okay. We're getting rewrites every day and rehearsing them and then doing the show that night.
But it's not quite as last minute as TV, is it?
No.
Or maybe it is.
Probably more, because at least with TV you can yell cut.
Yeah. And how did you get working at Arena Stage?
I'm an intern. I'm a part of the community outreach and education department as far as the program I'm a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually had a relationship with Arena Stage for a couple years.
Nice. Are you local?
Yeah, somewhat local. I go to American University.
Yes!
Go AU!
Yeah.
And I actually was a part of the Arena Stage Academy for high schoolers when I was in high school. So,
oh, cool.
I've kept in touch for a while, and I'm back.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's the audience reaction been at the previews?
Great, from what I hear. I saw it last week, and it was beautiful. I mean, you can, when you're in there, you can sense the energy of the audience and the actors, too.
Which theater is it? Because there's several. There's like a Roundhouse one,
Right, it's in the Krieger.
Okay.
So not in the Round.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a beautiful space.
Yeah. Who is directing it?
The director is Michael Grieve. I'm sure Laura can talk to us
yes.
more about Michael Grieve.
You
want to
talk to me about what's it like working with Michael Grieve?
Michael Grieve, yeah, he's great. He's, you know, he's really, really brilliant. He's done so many amazing things. He's, you know, directed Rent. He's directed Next to Normal, some of my favorite all-time shows. All-time favorite shows. And, yeah, he's so smart. He has such a knack for making it run so smoothly and making everyone kind of understand what's the goal that's being achieved and putting everyone on the same page and making sure that we're all working together as a team.
Yeah, definitely. And then is this, who wrote it? Where did this idea come from?
It is written by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul and Steven Levinson. And it was originally, I think, inspired by an event that happened with Benj Pasek in his high school. A kid ended up dying and people sort of reacted to it in a way where they all felt like they were a part of it.
Right.
And they fabricated these relationships with this guy who was kind of an anonymous person, I guess. This is all things I've heard him say.
Sure.
But and so they, you know, it was inspired by that idea that, like, when there's a loss in the world, why do people feel the need to, you know, be a part of it or feel like they want to be affected in some way? And so, yeah, I think him and Justin have been writing it for, I want to say, like, 10 years or something crazy like that. Like, it's been a really long time for them. And Steven got brought on to write the book, which is an incredible book. It's very rare, I think, for a musical to have a book that could stand alone as a play. And then not to mention the music is so seamless and how it just transitions.
Yeah.
It's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. Can't wait to go out and see it and see you guys on stage. Just to finish up, I mean, explain why our listeners should come out. I mean, when you see it in the playbill, it doesn't have the name recognition of like, oh, Oliver's coming here, or whatever, Once or Wicked or whatever. So when they see this title and they're like, I'm not really sure what that is, tell them why they should take the leap on it.
Well, it's an original story. It's something no one's ever seen or heard of before. And it's really exciting and it's so original. And it's honestly something that I think parents and children can relate to, you know, definitely like age, you know, I would say PG-13 probably. But it's like very... it just touches on every theme that, you know, anyone who's in a family, anyone who understands what it's like to be in high school, anyone who understands what it's like to have a kid. And
anyone who has a Topanga t-shirt.
Anyone who has a Topanga t-shirt, man. It's seriously, yeah, it's
if you're a boy
universal.
Who's ever met World, you will get it.
Anyone named Corey?
Yeah, I mean, anybody. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, both of you, for taking the time to come in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
And just to remind everyone, I think it runs through August
23rd.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on WTOP. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.